When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Inspired by my phone ending up at the bottom of Lake Cavanaugh over the weekend, we want to know what happened to your phone. Can you top my story? Call 206-803-ROCK. Mig, someone on hold had their phone stolen by a girl.
What?
We're going to get that story in just a second.
That's messed up.
First, Stuart from Cedro Woolley, what happened to your phone?
I was on a hike in the Mount Philchuck area, and you had to cross a river on top of a big log. There was an awesome view of Mount Philchuck up the valley, right in the middle of the river. I took the picture, accidentally knocked the phone out of my hand. It went about 10 feet down into the water, which was maybe 12 to 15 foot deep. And it was super clear water, so you could see the phone light up, and I had to get a big stick and wade out into the river, and I scooped it to the side of the river and ended up pulling the phone out. I let it dry out and used that phone for another 2 years.
Oh, that's Woo! Awesome.
It was probably an Android, wasn't it?
Absolutely, it was.
Oh, yeah, shut up. Hang up right on this man. That's a lie. Android propaganda at its best.
206-803-ROCK. Doc, you're in Bothell. What happened to your phone?
Well, like I was telling your phone screener, I was partying with this girl. And we were doing some, we were tweaking, and ended up going to the casino. And I don't know if I set it down or whatever, but she ended up taking that and my wallet. I don't know how she got my wallet, but it took me about a day and a half to get it back. And then she acted like it was my fault.
Was her name Methany?
No.
It was Elizabeth.
Actually, I can't even remember her name. We'll just call her Karen. How about we call her Karen?
How about it? I like how you're like, I don't know how she did it, but you started the sentence with, we were tweaking. I think that's how she pulled it off.
Yes. Well, let me tell you something. Hey, Steve, now you know me. We're from the Drunken Idol days. And I was telling your phone screen, all my stories start with, I was drinking Ann, or I was tweaking Ann, and then from there it just goes downhill. So,
Doc, the Drunken Idol escapades were one of the most regretful decisions that we ever made doing radio.
Tell me what the Drunken Idol was.
We decided when we were working at K-Rock, which is now Jack, but we were working there, and we're like, this will be fun. We'll get people to show up to the studios, get drunk, and have them sing. Instead of American Idol, it's Drunken Idol. Well, we didn't really factor in was that we were bringing in people to get drunk early in the morning, and the chaos that would happen when the microphones were off were bonkers. Like, we almost lost our jobs from it because one person got wasted. It might have been Doc. Try to get to the bathroom to, you know, get it out of their system.
No.
Release the demons. Ended up hurling all over some salesperson's, like, fancy-ass jacket. Then we had to pay like a ridiculous amount of money to have it dry cleaned. The bosses were all pissed at us. So what do? We come back with another stunt that we called This Drunk House, where we had people get drunk and build things. And then they shut down us bringing drunk people into the studios.
Sounds like you guys were just full of great ideas.
I mean, great is a stretch for a term.
206-803-ROCK, what happened to your phone?
Someone texted in and said, I dropped my phone in a porta potty at Watershed at the Gorge. I stared at it, thought about it, then just said goodbye and walked away.
No chance.
There's not a chance in hell I would fish that out of it, even if it was a brand new porta potty.
You know what's funny is I was thinking that when we went to Bad Religion and Dropkick Murphys, because they were like kind of nice porta potties down at the Dune Peninsula.
They were
Peninsula.
Pretty nice.
But I was like, I was looking as I was peeing, and I was like, man, I keep my phone like locked away in my back. I do not even try to pull it out in any kind of porta potty.
I agree with you. It's just, that's the worst place to drop a phone.
No.
Or your keys.
Anything. I don't even want to be standing in a porta potty, let alone drop something in a porta potty.
I can only imagine how many cell phones, though, maybe somebody, you know, that works in that industry has had to retrieve.
How about this one? I was trying to take a selfie on a roller coaster. The phone yeeted itself midstream and ended up landing somewhere I could never find it, though.
Oh, no.
Another person lost theirs at a Seahawks game. I went back to my seats before we left to see if I could find it, and I did. It must have fell out of my pocket while walking down a row it ended up in a tray of nachos under the seat in the row in front of us.
It was just hungry. It just wanted a little snacky snack.
It just need some nachos. I think at that point, yeah, you could clean it off.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody had texted in and said, my toddler flushed my phone successfully. The plumber said it made it all the way into the pipes. Must be one of those dinner phones.
I have one that I wonder if Taryn has done before, too. Okay. And it was one time we were at a bar. Was hanging out with a friend, and I was just had my phone. I don't remember what I was doing, but something, and I just dropped it, fell straight in my beer.
Oh no! In like a pint glass?
In a pint glass of beer. I mean, it was before like iPhones were huge. I don't even think it was an iPhone, to be honest with you. This is like in college.
So this is before iPhones could kind of withstand a little bit of water.
Yeah, and I think it was a flip phone, and it completely just shorted out. No. And I was like, ha. I tried to pull it out, try to dry it off, do the rice thing.
I was going to say, did you try the rice tactic?
It did not work. Had to get a new phone.
You're not supposed to use a cooked bowl of rice, though.
It's just for dry.